We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Please don't ruin the song.
Oh, it's so good.
Endless Summer Nights. Richard Marx, ladies and gentlemen, is your artist of the day on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
Shadow, please. Take me there again. Oh, turn up is the best part. Whoa, whoa. So good.
So bad. Yet so good. Oh, it's so good to be, honest to God, I've never been so glad to break company equipment in my life. And at the end of the show yesterday, and I didn't even tell you guys this until we realized I broke it.
No, you did not.
I didn't realize it was completely broken. And I'm probably going to get a lecture and a word from Ken Wolf, our chief engineer. When I was putting everything away, the Comrex is the machine that I use to broadcast from home. The Comrex accidentally fell off of one of the chairs that I use to broadcast from home. So at 2 o'clock this afternoon, I'm trying to talk to Sam, and he's like, dude, I can't hear you. And I'm like, I'm like, a mime.
A plane was literally landing on 470, and you're going, like, nothing. There's just nothing.
And so I, you know, thank God I only live like 3 minutes from the radio station. And I called boss, and I'm like, I go, dude, the Comrex is broke.
Not working.
What was that little black box you were looking at? You were looking at it like it was speaking a foreign language to you.
I was trying to figure out how it fits back in.
Oh, God.
The black box is supposed to be what survives in a crash.
Okay, well, the black box fell out of the Comrex, and I think that's kind of like the lifeblood of the Comrex.
Yeah, probably.
So I'm like, no, see, Dana, you weren't on the Zoom with Sam and I. I'm like looking at this box, and I'm like, where does it go?
You're like, I put it down the garbage disposal and turned it on, and it still doesn't work. I'm coming back.
I flushed it, and it didn't go all the way down and came back up. And now I have to go into the... So I am the first on this station to broadcast from the radio station. And let me tell you something. I have my Lysol. I've got my mask. I've got my Clorox wipes. I've got my... hand sanitizer. Sam has seen me put it on probably 8 times in the last 2 hours.
Yeah, probably more than 8, but yeah.
But it's good to be home. And I just talked to Kelly during the top of the hour news, and she's like, I can totally hear it in your voice. It is so different than the way
you have
been.
Reason.
Beg your pardon?
I said not reason.
What'd she say?
Carry on.
Not reason?
Not reason?
What does she hear in your voice?
What?
I mean, can we at least include an adjective and a verb and a noun?
Not reason.
What does she hear in your voice?
That I'm happier, that I'm more joyful, that... And that's probably the anticipation for tomorrow morning. I have no idea. But...
All right.
But I'm telling you, getting back into the office, for those of you who have been working at home, it's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be back. It's
if I wasn't sitting in the lap of luxury.
Yeah. Screw you in Scottsdale, Arizona.
I would hate you right now. But no. I don't, because I'm in my very happy place. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy for you that you are back.
It's good to be back.
Mm-hmm. You klutz.
Very happy.
We'll see you on Tuesday, Dana.
Yeah. Well, you will.
She's taking an emergency flight back. I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
One of my favorite stories of the day. I know you're a soccer fan, Scott.
Yep.
Did you hear a soccer club has apologized after a mannequin mishap used to fill the stands? So you've heard that even Major League Baseball is trying to figure out a way to make it look like people are in the stands mm-hmm. when there's nobody there.
Right.
A South Korean soccer club wanted to recreate the magic of a live stadium audience, but perhaps went too far in accepting the help of a sex doll manufacturer to fill the seats. Seoul FC is apologizing to fans for the apparent sex dolls equipped with masks and observing social distancing sitting in the stands.
Okay, that's just being silly.
At the same time, the organization assured fans that though these mannequins look like sex dolls and were provided by a company that makes sex dolls, they most definitely are not sex dolls. Quote, these mannequins may have been made to look and feel like real humans, but they are not for sexual use, as confirmed by the manufacturer, quoting here from FC Seoul, according to ESPN. Our intention was to do something lighthearted in these difficult times. We will think hard about what we need to do to ensure that something like this never happens again.
Ever again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of the mannequins and fans in the stands were female.
Do they all have their mouths like this?
God.
No, seriously.
Fans were first to notice that the 30 mannequins weren't quite the kind one might see at the mall, and that some of them were advertising adult websites.
Were all their mouths like this?
All right. Sam, I am going to put you in timeout if you play that god-awful song one more time.
Don't forget, we got Terry.
Wait. Lee Jin Hoon says before accepting the offered mannequins, they didn't look into the company, but they did notice they were, quote, very human.
Were they white or were they Asian?
I don't know. Don't Google it. You'll get results.
Oh, my God. Don't forget, we got Terrible Joke Tuesday coming to you.
Real?
God, why is her mouth is agape? Why are all their mouths agape?
They're in awe.
I'm out of the park again.
I can't do this. I can't. All right. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. I need 1 minute. That means go to break, Sam. Tuesday throwback to the 80s. I believe this year was 1987. Number one hit. So controversial, they wouldn't even play it on the radio back then. I want your sex. Mm-hmm. Could barely see it on MTV. And apparently we're putting sex dolls in the stands at South Korea. By the way, I must confess, I am in such dire need of live sports. There was a, there were two, I think, Bundesliga games, German Soccer League, over the weekend. I watched them. I watched NASCAR a little bit over the weekend with no fans in the stands. And I must confess, I've been watching. I woke up at like 2 in the morning, had to go to the bathroom. You know, it's what happens when your prostate's not working right. And I turned on ESPN and I watched a little bit of South Korean baseball. I am in such dire need of live sports that I watch South Korean baseball. Yep.
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 By the way, do you know what the lead story was on SportsCenter Monday morning?
Probably more stuff about the Jordan special.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right, Dana. That's exactly right. Their lead story Monday morning was a follow-up on, they had Will Perdue on, who was a center for the Chicago Bulls back in the late 80s, early 90s. And America is so starved that the lead story on SportsCenter was a docuseries about a guy who played 25 years ago. And an interview with Will Perdue, who nobody remembers from the 1980s.
A mm-hmm. Couple stories I want to pass along, Scott.
Okay, come on.
Stop calling 911 to report social distancing violation.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Around you, police in several cities came out over the weekend and said dialing 911 is for emergencies. It is not for reporting social distancing deviance. Toledo, Ohio's police department tweeted that out, and several other departments have followed suit, saying they have seen a spike in non-emergency calls for people saying, well, I saw my neighbor having a barbecue, and there were 12 people over there. They are asking that you please do not do that. That is not what the 911 system is for. And then I'm not looking to make this a topic, but it's interesting. Johnson & Johnson came out today. This just hit the New York Times. They will end their talc-based baby powder sales in all of North America. That's huge. You will no longer be able to buy Johnson & Johnson baby powder anywhere in North America.
Me, I like live competition. Kelly, Sam, you might want to check the program. Kelly says we're off the air.
Yeah.
Like we are we just off went the off air.
Because my input where I hear you just went silent. Mm-hmm. My mic was fine. It was my input that went silent.
Are we back on the air?
I have no idea.
Yes, because I can hear you.
Well, somebody texted in 22980. Are we back on the air? It's impossible. I think we lost you. Okay, that's great.
The board says we're live.
We're live. We're live because I can hear you. We were not live when I could not hear you.
We're back on the air.
The text line, we'd like to clear something up. It's prostate, not post-straight.
It was an
NYPD blue joke.
Oh.
It was a Dennis Franz reference.
Yes.
Flew right over some people's heads. It's fine.
Apparently flew over everybody's. But he used to always call it his prostrate. And that was the greatest movie or TV show of all time. So, sorry. Sipowicz is my hero. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Thank you. All right, we got it. We're back on the air. Okay, text line, we're good. You're back on the air. We're back on the air. Okay, we got it. Thank you.
What have we learned? Scott is bored. Mannequins do not make good fake fans, and Johnson & Johnson isn't going to make baby powder anymore.
So that's what you've I'm assuming this is because of the lawsuit that they lost.
Well, there have been 20,000 lawsuits, and they deny that there is asbestos in the talc. But cancer patients who have used it over the years and ended up with, you know, I don't know if it's cervical or ovarian.
I believe it's ovarian, if I remember right.
have said that they believe there is a link between the carcinogens in the baby powder and the talc and their cancers.
Hmm.
So they're basically saying, Johnson & Johnson, we're just going to get out of the business, that the baby powder only made up half of 1% of its total consumer health business in the U.S. anyway.
Mm-hmm. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Don't forget, Terrible Joke Tuesday comes your way at 4:45. They have to be terrible but arable. And you can start sending them in now at 22980. 22980. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Tuesday throwback to the 80s. From the album Reckless, track one, side two. Man, I'm a nerd.
You're such a weirdo. I was just going to say you're such a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you know that. You made me think of something when you brought up NYPD Blue last segment, okay? Okay. We have talked to Tom Kane, who was in Los Angeles, and one of the things we asked him as a voice actor mm-hmm. is that how long does the pipeline in Hollywood last where we will keep seeing new shows that are going to be released because they were in editing before the pandemic hit? You know, because once the pandemic hit in March, Scott, production stopped. Not within weeks, totally not within months.
Yep.
On that day, production in Hollywood ceased to exist. And so we asked Tom Kane, how long is that pipeline of new material? He said a month ago, the pipeline was at most 3 months, meaning in the next 2 months, we are going to run out of new things to watch. It's just not going to happen. There's nothing out there. Nothing's been produced since March. You brought up NYPD Blue, or yeah.
Yeah, I did.
If you had to go back, because we are going to run out of content, if you had to go back and re-watch something start to finish, and I mean go way back, I'm not talking Friends necessarily, I'm not talking Breaking Bad, which is one of the greatest shows of all time, or necessarily even Sopranos, right up there.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to go way back, because there's no new content coming out, let's say in August or September, what would you re-watch?
What would I rewatch?
Yep.
Can I pick NYPD Blue or not? Is that off limits?
But then give me another one. Think about back in the 80s, all of the great shows. And I think that's what we're going to be left with.
I'm
going to
be honest. Just for nostalgia's sake, one of my favorite shows when I was a kid, and by kid, I mean a kid, I would go back. I can't believe I'm saying this. I would go back and rewatch Grizzly Adams. I loved
really.
Yep, I loved Grizzly Adams when I was a kid.
Can you sing the theme song?
No. Sam, can you find the theme song for Grizzly Adams? I loved that show, and his bear was named Bear. Which is stupid, but I loved that show, and I don't know why. I don't know why. I just love it. Maybe it was because I was living in Alaska at the time when Grizzly Adams was really popular. Either that or Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, here we go.
I remember that. Okay, so I have one. I'm going to sing the theme song. This is what I would rewatch, and you tell me what it is, okay? Ready?
All right, I'm ready. Come on. Oh, Hill Street Blues.
No.
LA Law?
No. Dun 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 dun.
Saint Elsewhere.
Yes, Saint Elsewhere. Okay. God, I love that show.
All right, Sam, wait. Here's where we're going to
go. That was the original ER, by the way. Elsewhere was original.
No doubt about it.
The goat.
All right, so.
There it is. Here's my favorite part. Ready?
That's your favorite part?
Yeah. It's just so happy.
I love the old school cinematography with the black and white photo going to the color photo with their name.
Oh, yeah. That was the effects of the day. Oh, yeah.
Scott, what was he doing to that poor bear? Okay, guys. All right. Okay. Guys, stop it. I'm back in the studio today. I'm happy today. Magnum P.I., Cheers, Knight Rider, MASH. Man, the list, a lot of people saying MASH.
How long would it take to watch all of MASH? Wasn't it on 10 years or something crazy?
I believe it was 11 seasons. At the time, and still to this day, the most watched, if I'm not mistaken, non-sports.
Non-Super Bowl.
Non-sports television show, yeah. Oh my God, Scott, your gay is showing. Okay, calm down. The Wonder Years?
I'm thinking more, I guess, yeah, that's a good one. I'm thinking more, I guess, not like one of the series with like a beginning and a middle and an end versus self-contained episodes.
Okay.
Like, because to me, NYPD Blue, I would binge watch that again, Scott. I really would. But what about Hill Street Blues? You could also do the same thing with Hill Street Blues.
So you would binge watch NYPD Blue?
I would. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a great show.
Or LA Law. God, that was good.
I just started rewatching Cheers on Netflix.
Well, you're also 23 going on 48. So.
Hey, let me ask you this, Sam. Do the jokes translate today?
Not really.
Not.
That's why it's not as popular as, say, Friends or Seinfeld. Even Seinfeld, though, has kind of fallen off in terms of popularity.
Really?
Well, because they make pop culture references.
Yeah.
Like, every once in a while, even with Friends, my kids will be like, why is that funny? What's he talking about? And I'm like,
So Friends just doesn't translate? Or
It does better than most, but I don't know that Cheers would.
I think Friends translates the best because it's the most recent.
I mean, they do, like, what's the word I'm looking for here? When you have series, show after show after show.
Yeah, marathons.
Marathon, thank you. They do marathons of Friends on TV every single night.
I bought my son the box set.
Solid Mobile just sent me
the
solar wireless battery.
Trying to get you something.
I bought him the box set.
Yeah, I got Sarah the box set, too. Guess who I gave it to? Kelly.
Thing wasn't cheap either.
Tell me about it. The kids don't watch the DVDs. They just don't watch the DVDs. So
the boys will because the DVDs go in the Xbox. So my son was thrilled. He pops that thing in his Xbox and can play it.
Pivot! Pivot!
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Greatest scene on Friends.
Funny.
Greatest scene on Friends.
You know, you can buy a sweatshirt now that just says Pivot. It just says Pivot. That's all it says. I saw it in Target the other day, and I'm like, okay, that's funny.
I don't care who you are. This scene, hang on, I'm going back to the beginning. This scene is one of the greatest scenes in TV history.
Turn.
Here we go.
Turn.
I don't think we can turn anymore.
I just don't think it's going to fit.
Oh, yeah, it will. Come on, up, 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 up. Yes. Here we go. Pivot. 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 Pivot.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hey, a girlfriend just texted me. We're forgetting a big one. We're forgetting a big one. Moonlighting. David Addison. I can still tell you that his name was David Addison.
We're also forgetting one that's really
and
huge.
And Miss DePesto. Remember Miss DePesto was the clerk? Why can't I think of his real name? Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis was David Addison.
Mm-hmm. We're also forgetting one that we're not allowed to talk about anymore because of the lead character.
Rapey McRapey?
Mm-hmm.
But see, those are little self-contained comedies versus, for me, if you're going to binge watch, it's something that has a storyline that goes through the whole thing.
Mm, okay. All right. You mean one that doesn't, like, start with a premise and then clean itself up by the end of the show?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I see what you're saying. When we get back, it is Terrible Joke Tuesday. All we ask is that your joke is terrible, but it is arable. Terrible Joke Tuesday, when we get back, here on Dana and Parks.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through. They took the credit for your second symphony.
All right, welcome back.
Rewritten by machine on new technology.
Log back onto the Zoom room here. Bye. It is Terrible Joke Tuesday. All that we ask is that when you text in your joke to 22980, that it is terrible, but it is arable. Okay? I will start. Sam!
Yes, Scott?
Did you ever wonder what the ocean said to the shore?
I don't know.
It didn't say anything. It just waved.
Hey, Scott.
Dana, yeah, what's going on?
A fellow was told that his new hairpiece was going to cost $45.
Huh.
That's a small price to pay.
Get out.
That's from my mother.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam, go ahead, buddy.
Where do rabbits go if they lose their tail?
Where do rabbits go when they lose their tail?
Usually to a retail store.
Wow.
Hey, Sam there.
What's that, Scott?
You know, I bought a guitar the other day, but it doesn't work. So I guess I should have known when the seller said that there were no strings attached.
Hey, Scott, did you know which knight invented King Arthur's round table?
No, I must confess, I don't know.
Sir Cumference.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get 6 feet away from the other chickens.
Okay. I'm going to read this joke. And if you guys kick me out of the room, I'm not going to be mad. This joke is so bad. It literally has its own place at the Hall of Fame of the worst jokes ever told.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
You ever wonder what a rapper's favorite toy is?
I do not.
It's probably a yo-yo.
Get out.
I told you it was bad. I told you it was bad.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Give me a minute.
Yes, Sam.
What do you call a factory that makes generally decent goods?
I do not know.
Satisfactory.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana.
What's the easiest way to make a glowworm happy?
You know, I've never thought about that.
You cut off its tail. It will be delighted.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. Delighted, yeah.
Let me see here. These are coming in fast and furious. I'm trying to pick the good ones. How many psychiatrists does it take to change the light bulb?
Are you reading this one to yourself?
Know. Yes, I don't know.
I can't read that one.
Oh, come on. What do you get?
I got one. What happens when Satan loses his hair?
Well, I don't know what does happen.
What happened?
Oh, there will be hell to pay.
Wow. Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana.
What do you get a man with the heart of a lion?
I don't know. What do you get a man with the heart of a lion?
A lifetime ban from the zoo.
Hey, Scott.
Sam, yeah, what's going on, buddy?
Why do ducks have feathers on their butt?
Why do ducks have feathers on their butt? I don't know.
Well, to cover their butt quack.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
What do you call Batman who just returned from a fight and got his butt kicked?
I don't know.
Bruised Wayne.
Bruised Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Scott, why did Cyclops close his school?
I have no idea.
He only had one pupil.
Sam.
Yes, Scott.
You know, today I learned, and this is a true story, today I learned that the Pentagon was actually supposed to be the Octagon. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah, it's a true story. But the contractor kept cutting corners.
That one's actually kind of good.
Scott.
Yes, Dana.
How do you think the unthinkable?
Dana, I don't know. How do you think the unthinkable?
With an iceberg.
Hey, Sam.
Yes. Yes, Scott.
That's a Mike Tyson joke. How do you think the unthinkable with an iceberg?
We got it the first time,
Dana.
Yeah, thanks, Dana.
It was funny the first time.
Yeah.
Yes, Scott.
Oh, why is your nose in the middle of your face?
I don't know.
Because it is in the center.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Why is your nose in the middle of your face?
Well, because it got sewed back on.
Wow. Wow.
You keep me there. I was going to say because they put it back.
You know, we have gone, and I'm going to applaud this crew. We've gone 3 hours and have not talked about coronavirus.
You just said it. You just broke the streak.
No, I didn't talk about it. I just said we haven't talked about it. That doesn't mean that we've talked about it. It means we've gone 3 hours and have not talked about coronavirus. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty proud.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
What did the socks say to the pants?
Well, Dana, I don't know. What did the sock say to the pants?
Sup, britches?
Mm-hmm. Get out. Mm-hmm. News is next. It is 4:58 here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.